What I want to talk about today is something that will build your confidence more than any self-help book ever will. And it is a very simple method. It uses very common sense. It's a very common sense approach to how to think. And it's a very practical method that I think can be used by anybody. I would call it the confidence formula. And that formula is, I will go back. What I want to do, first of all, to help you understand how the mind works. The mind is going to produce whatever is loved or feared in your life. So you'll have corresponding thoughts to what you love or fear. You'll have corresponding actions to what you love or fear. Responses to what you love or fear. And they'll be sharp. And that's what you pay attention to in the world. That's the only things you can react to in the world. So ultimately, that is your world. The things you love or fear. With that being said, there are moments that you hold on to that are not empowering at all. So it's a couple phases in your journey. There's a beginning. There's a middle, there's an end. In the beginning, there may be new opportunity, some momentum, innocence. And then the middle is where the trauma happens. You have these traumas, you have these situations and these circumstances that come up and just prey on you, is what it seems like. And it's your job to navigate that. It's the story about how you navigate that and come out on the other end. Like, how does that happen? How does that process happen? And that is what we would call inspiration, because you've made it through the other side of something. So you can say after a person goes through that, they create a unit of inspiration. It's a ball of energy that we can call a memory or a thought. And that lives now. That is a reality to you because you've gone through it. And by you going through it, you purify the thought. You purify the idea. So that you can bring back up to your memory. And then if you have other ones that are similar, the whole idea is to bring all of these ideas in these moments that you've gone through something and made it and endured. If you are existing right now, that means you have endured these things that have happened to you. You have endured. So in those moments where you were really, really low, there was something strong within you that said, she's not going out right now. He's not going out right now. And it triggered something within you. It's in you. And in those moments, you have to recognize something. That's something. That is something that kept you alive. And it's on the inside of you. And it's more powerful than that circumstance. And it's in me because I endured. So then you realize how large you are in comparison to how big of a challenge you just faced and what you've just endured. To endure means you've lasted. You outlasted. That situation came and went, and you've lasted. So there's something substantial about you. You have to recognize that. The challenge is, a lot of times we look at the wrongdoing or the innocent victimhood of you and what you call yourself and how that happened to you. Not realizing that these things are given to you to create units of inspiration that become yours, that you can own. So you want to own that. So anytime that you get given a situation, it's time to go through that situation so that you can own the situation. So after you own it, you can just bring all of these moments back up, all the painful moments, the things you've endured, Not go into the problem, But go look from the other side of I'm still alive. The life is primary. I'm living, I'm alive, I'm powerful. And in those dark moments, I was also powerful. And that's why I'm not in them anymore. You've gone on the other side. You've become the observer of them. And you realize each one of those was my, I owned those things. So very practically, you just want to bring back, if you have a problem in front of you that's bigger than any inspiration you have, well, bring back all the other inspirations that you have in memory and bring them back to the forefront, back to the forefront, back to the forefront, back to the forefront until it becomes bigger than the problem in front of you. Give it focus and attention until it becomes bigger than the problem in front of you, and then blow through the problem. And then that problem gets added to the energy field. It's almost like you ever see that little shark game, little fish game, where the fish eats the smaller fish, gets bigger, eats the smaller fish, gets bigger, and now it can eat the bigger fish? That's exactly what's going on. Like, you are just fishing. You're eating these problems and you're digesting them, and then you're absorbing the energy from them, and then you're wasting out all the stuff that doesn't matter, just like the body does. You are having these energetic situations where you have to go through trauma and mental problems and emotional situations, and then you come out on the other end with all the nourishment of that emotional experience, but some of you are congested and you're just bottling it up. You have to poop it out. Poop out all the stuff that doesn't matter. You've endured. That's the primary thing. You're alive. That's the primary thing. That means that you won. You're winning. Nothing has beat you. Nothing has taken you down. Nothing has killed you. You have won. Nothing can take you down. You're impenetrable. You're unstoppable. You're still here. Look how many creatures come and go so quickly, like flies and squirrels. Look at that. And look how long you last. Look how you've endured. Look what you've contributed. Look what you're doing above and beyond these trees and these squirrels. You are creating life. You are creating huge movements on this planet with your energy. So you take these moments that you've endured and you own them. And then you use those to just explode through the next one. You just bring them all back up. All the moments of faith, all the moments of faith. The stuff that you, that was impossible to get through, and you got through it. You got to remember those moments, and then you use that to say, look, and you'll remember within your soul that I am the solution to this problem. And you walk through it. I am that I am. If I'm broke, well, I am rich. I'm the solution. The solution is riches. I am riches. And then you just become that. Because of all the other situations where things happen that you could not understand, and you got through it. Something in you kept you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.